Okay, let's begin our discussion of using electricity in Israel on Shabbos. All right, so somebody said in Israel Badafka. The answer is yes, in Israel Badafka. Right, because what is the issue? There is a halacha that comes up in a lot of different topics. I think we spoke about Amir Lakum. When was that? Last year? Spoke about that Amir Lakum. I don't remember. But there is a halacha called Maisa Shabbos. Not only is there one is allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, but there is a halacha that if malacha is done on Shabbos, one is not allowed to get benefit from it. It's a separate isser of Maisa Shabbos. It's Machlokas Tanoim. Whether that's an Issa Daraisa, Issa Rabbanan, three different shitas in the Tanam, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Ligli, I think. But Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Shin Yud Ches, that's the beginning of Hilchas Bishul, in Shin Yud Ches, Hamavashel B'Shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, O Sha'asa Achas Mishar Malachas, or somebody does any malacha. B'mezid, Aser Lo La'olam, it is Aser for that person forever. Meaning if somebody cooks something on Shabbos and Mezid, they can never eat that item, that person. And to others, they can get benefit on Motzi Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. This is Maisa Shabbos. That's the Mezid. There are many different levels of this concept of Maisa Shabbos. You look in the beginning of the Shmir Shabbos, where he talks all about the Kualim, Mezid, Shogig, Doraisa, Derabanan. The four different cases. If you did an Issa Doraisa B'Mezid, if you did an Issa Doraisa B'Shogig, if you did an Issa Derabanan B'Mezid, if you did an Issa Derabanan B'Shogig, each case is different. What exactly is the rules? I gave it to you in source number four, some of the Kualim. Let's just review some of the Kualim. And this comes up all the time. Now, let's say you're in somebody's house and they warmed up food in a way that might not be so halachic. So what do you do? Are you allowed to eat the food? Not allowed to eat the food. So it is important. It's always important. Most of the time, this bir halacha saves us. Most of the time. The bir halacha writes on that simon in Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Ches. Bir halacha says, if there's a machlokas haposkim, even if most people hold one way, if there is even a das yachid the other way, you can eat the food. Meaning you shouldn't rely on it, but that often helps. Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Prima Gadim, in source number two, first, Kol Yesh Safik Plukta Bazeh, Yehavi B'chal Bishol Olav, it is a machlokas, whether it's B'chal Bishol, O B'shar Malachas, Ki Agav Deim Leser B'di'evet. So then we're not going to ask it to call Isra Azeh, or Akvi Derabanan, because we paskin the whole concept of Isra Shabbos as an Isra Derabanan, the Sikh is Rabbanan Lakula. Fine. But if it is a Vadai Isser, then there's something to talk about. Something to talk about. There is one malacha that might not have Maisa Shabbos to it. There's one malacha. It's not Bishul. So it doesn't really help us here, and it's not the Havara, and it's not the El Malachas. And that is Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah might be the only one. The Gemara, the Tosfos on the first Daf of Masechta Shabbos, as well as a number of other times in the Masechta, calls Hotza'ah a malacha geru'ah. It's an inferior malacha. Why? Because you don't really accomplish anything. By all of the malachas, you clean, you cook, you shecht, you color, you do something. What I do by Hotza'ah? I had an item here, and now it's over here. I didn't change anything in the item. So that's why Tosfos on the first daf, Daf Beis and Shabbos, calls it a malacha geruah. And there are nafkaminas for that. In Lamdas, there's nafkaminas. And also in halacha, the Chayi Adam, quoted also in the Bir Halacha, in the Mishnah Berurah. No, I'm sorry, the Bir Halacha. Here, source number three, quotes that Chayi Adam. There's no Maisa Shabbos by Hotza'ah, because what do you really accomplish? You don't really do anything. You just moved it from place A to place B. And therefore, there is no Maisa Shabbos. But other than that, other than Hotza'ah possibly, and other than if there is a suffix about whether it's a malacha, then there's something called Maisa Shabbos. So again, some of the rules for Maisa Shabbos, which we'll see, this is all background to our discussion. Kishem sha'asr lasas malacha b'Shabbos, source number four, kach gam asr lehanos b'malacha shnas tabo. Just like it's asr to do malacha on Shabbos, it's asr to get benefit from malacha that was done on Shabbos. And here are the rules. The first one's going to be important for us. Ha'oseh b'Shabbos malacha she'isur b'na Torah. If a Jew does an Isser Daraisa on Shabbos, Im asah b'shogeg, if it's b'shogeg, then asr lo l'chaladim l'anos b'na b'Shabbos, it's the sure asr to get benefit on Shabbos, if a malacha Daraisa was done. If it was b'shogeg, then it's asr to everybody on Shabbos, and after Shabbos, it's mutter to everybody, because it was all b'shogeg. We're not goes there that, oh, you might come to do it b'mezid. Right? That's b'shogeg. And it's immediately right after Shabbos. Right, there is no concept of b'chdei she'ya'asu. You might have heard of that concept. You have to wait after Shabbos with enough time that the malacha could have been done. That's a concept by Amir La'akum. Meaning you have to wait with enough time or else for the guy to have done it for you on after Shabbos. If there's a store, remember in the Five Towns, this was an issue about Dunkin' Donuts. They make extra donuts on Shabbos because they know all the Jews are going to come right after Shabbos, you know, because they're starving. And, you know, Shalosh Shudas wasn't enough for them. And to go eat donuts. So you have to, by the time you get there, you make Abdallah, so it's not gonna be a problem. But there's a kind of a Deshayasa. It doesn't apply when a Jew does malacha. So if a Jew does malacha b'shogeg, so then when it is Asr Daraisa, it's Asr on Shabbos, the whole Shabbos, and it's Mutter right after Shabbos. Ha'osa malacha, she's Shabbos malacha, she's Urban Torah. It must have been mazed, it's done b'mazed, as the Shulchan Aruch said. Asr l'chol adam let us be mana b'shabbos. It's also for anyone to get benefit on Shabbos, la'avari na'atzmo l'chol b'nei mishpachto, and to others, v'chulu, v'lacherim afil b'shaz l'avura, mutter l'anus b'nei mena l'achar Shabbos. After Shabbos, it's mutter to others, but it's to him, to the person who did it, it's also forever. Okay, that's d'oraisa. Mizur Rabbanan, it goes through other details, which we're not going to go into now. What if it's Mizur Rabbanan? What if it's it's Grama? All different details. But what does it have to do with us? This has to do with us in that Israel and America have a very different population who is working in the electric company. And that is, there are people working in the Tachanat Chashmal to make sure that all the electricity is functioning in the country, in the city, on Shabbos. So where in Chutz La'aretz, where it's, we could assume it's non-Jews working in the companies, so that's non-Jews doing malacha for non-Jews. And included in that, it happens to be the Jews also benefit. So if a non-Jew does a malacha for a non-Jew, and the Jew could also benefit from that, that's mutter, that's fine. If a non-Jew does any malacha, and the Jew could also get benefit. The non-Jew, the bishop talks about in Shabbos, you put a non-Jew puts a ramp from a boat to the ground. If he does it for a guy, so a non-Jew is allowed to benefit from it. So that's why in Chutz La'aretz, this is not a discussion. The non-Jew does malacha and they're working. The problem is in Israel. The problem is in Israel, we could assume that there are Jews that are working in the electric companies and they know it's Shabbos. And maybe some of them might even be, you know, Dati, if they know about this year. But hopefully they're not. They wouldn't want to be there. But either way, if they're Jews, they have to be there because you have to have malacha being done. You have to have this. I should say you have to. That's already giving away the answer. There is malacha being done on Shabbos. So the question is, how do we deal with that? How do we deal with Jews doing malacha on Shabbos? So again, this has changed over the past 75 years because the way that electricity works in modern countries has changed over the years. But again, we're going to get to that, but let's just first go through the background. So why am I allowed to turn on the light, use any electricity? Aren't people in an electric company doing malacha for me, and that isn't that the fair, just mazed, ma'aser Shabbos? Do you have to rely on the fact that, oh, they don't know what Shabbos, it's Tinoch Shenishba? No, I don't think that's going to apply in this case. You know, many other cases we could say, oh, they don't know, it's not really mazed, but even b'shogeg is a problem. Right? We used to shulchan aruch, right? So we possibly, even b'shogeg, a malacha d'araisa, there are many malachas d'araisa being done, is going to be a problem. So how do we view this? So it starts with, and again, we're going to have to detail with this, but the Heter starts with, again, many say it. There was an article in Tchumen written by Rabbi Yisrael Rosen. I gave it to you in source number 5. And that is, there is a certain percentage of the work being done that is pikuach nefesh. Hospitals need electricity for pikuach nefesh. And, senior citizen homes need electricity for pikuach nefesh. So that for sure can be done. So the question is, though, if you could do a malacha in a minimal way, but then I do it in a maximal way, so is that maximal extra usser? Is that also called Maisa Shabbos? That's the question. Because they could do it, they could only like have a separate grid for hospitals and the Pikuach Nefesh grid. You know, maybe when Mashiach comes, we'll have the Pikuach Nefesh grid separate, you know, for Pikuach Nefesh, maybe for the Mialdot. Hopefully the hospitals will only have women giving birth. Hopefully we won't need any more hospitals at a certain time. But anyway, that's what he says here. Hanacha rishonit hisha aspakas, that means the supply. Aspakas chashmal u'medina ekro nidi begadim pikuach nefesh. Hadocha Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh. And if you think about it, it's not only to the hospitals, l'magin David Adom, l'tzahal, l'kol kochot ha'pitachon, and all the army bases and all the security. Right? Not only that, but if you think about it, he says, yesh makom l'ton, ki gam chashmal mitkani kiru l'mazon shel ha'medina. What if there was no electricity in the country, then all the food would spoil. Imagine all lights out on the streets, on the highways, everywhere. L'chora, that would be pikuach nefesh too. If it's pitch black outside, who knows what could happen? Who knows in terms of, even if nobody's driving, but there are people driving. But that's the reality. But even if there wouldn't be, it's just a pitch black and people are traveling and going and there are people out there that might ganav him, and it would be pikuach nefesh in a modern day society where it's pitch black outside. Imagine a Friday night in Medina. Everybody's it's pitch black. Who knows what could happen? So there's definitely an expanded version, even not just hospitals and army bases, v'chulu, but even in general, there's a certain level of electricity that will be needed to have a safe society. But does that mean that in my house, I can turn my light on? Right? That still hasn't been described. The fact that they could do it to a certain degree has been explained. But what about my using it? Yeah.
In the times of the Gemara and the Mishnah, they didn't have...
Okay, but the life was different then. Life was different then. People didn't they stayed in their own homes with their candles and they locked their doors.
To show them back. So we can do the same thing.
And remember, in those days, it was dangerous. Why do we have Magen Avot? Because when they were in their field, it was dangerous to stay there by yourself, right, davening. So they all added in these extra few seconds, because if you stay out there by yourself, so you see already, it was a different world. If you're out in the field, then it became dangerous. So one answer might be, well, it's better not to. One answer might be in Echinami. It's better not to. And therefore, we'll skip for a moment. The Chazon Ish and many of his followers in Bnei Brak have generators, right, which don't use electricity from being plugged in. They have their own generators, which they put on before Shabbos, and they don't use any electricity. So where does that come from? It comes from this issue. The Chazon Ish, you have it in Source 14. Source 14. The afim nase betachanat hachashmal b'shabbos adei Yisrael she'enu b'shabbos shabbato osir lanos imenu. The afim u'ba'ofan she'esh heter b'shimush min adin. And even if we could find a heter min adin, which we're going to talk about what that heter is, min adin, even if you could find a heter, says the Chazon Ish, I don't like it. What do you mean? If it's mutter? Osir l'shamesh bo b'brei she'esh b'shimusho iser chilul Hashem she'enu chas l'chvot shamayim. The Chazon Ish could say, it's a chil Hashem, knowing that there are Jews working in the electric company on Shabbos. Kivishu shimush tziburi, the Ovid b'Shabbos who osed b'mered Rachman al-Islam, the Anenem imaisav made chas v'shalom shein libo koeva chil Shabbos. Use electricity, you're reflecting that you don't really care that there's chil Shabbos being done. V'yei rava sheyeshuvu b'shuvu shleimah b'mehera. Okay, but that's why he was a fan of the generators. But again, he already opens and says, and even if he could find a heter, because as we'll see, there are heterim. And there could be views that say, no, when you live in a society that, you know, that's run by Jews, in a modern society, there are certain, you know, realities that one has to deal with. Certain realities. There are security issues. There are, it doesn't mean that every time there's Shabbos, obviously we have to do what we can not to be involved in Chilul Shabbos. But if there's a reality of a situation where the society needs something, so then one has to deal with that reality. Okay, but either way, let's go back. So we know they could do it for pikuach nefesh purposes, at least somewhat. So what about my benefiting from it? So the Gemara in Maseches Chulin has a chiluk between two different malachos in terms of maximizing, not in a good way, but again, being marbe in the malacha. The Gemara talks about in the Chulin Daf Tesvav, source number 6. Hilchasa hashochi l'chola b'shabbos. If somebody does shchita, there's somebody who's sick who needs meat on Shabbos, that his life's in danger. So you do shchita. So is a healthy person allowed to eat from some of the shchita that was shechted on Shabbos? The Gemara says, yes. He didn't do anything extra for you by shechting. Right? Mutter labari ba'umsa. A healthy person could eat it umsa, raw. He can't cook it. My time, Kiva, the Yeshel, because I is possible a Shechita. You can't shecht only part of an animal. So you have to shecht the whole animal. So just because he only needed a kazayis of meat, there's a lot of extra meat, but that was all done b'derech heter. There's no gzeira, you might do more. You shechted an animal. Ki kashachet, adai did the chola kashachet. But, hamavasha l'chola b'shabbos. What if I cooked for a chola on Shabbos? I cooked in a pot. So I made a certain amount. He didn't need that much, so there's some leftover. Could I eat that? The Gemara says no. Because cooking, you could always do more or less. It's not like shechita, which is one act. Hamavasha l'chola b'shabbos, asher l'bari. A bari can't eat the leftovers. Why? Gzeira shemayarbe b'shvilo. Because if I'm allowed to, then maybe the next time, you know, you cook for a chola, you might do a little more, because you know that I'm a little hungry and I'd like some fresh meat on Shabbos. So that's a gzeira. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Source number 8. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Shin Yud Ches, that same simon, Hilcha Shabbos. Hashochit b'Shabbos b'chola. Bein shechola me'asmo. Bein shechola yom. Doesn't matter, as we know, whether a chola got sick yesterday or today. Meaning you might say that, what's that? Hey, he was sick yesterday. You can't shecht today. It's your fault. No, it doesn't matter. Even if somebody was poshea and he should have done something before Shabbos, right now it's pikuach nefesh. And therefore you could do what you need to save the life. So, hashochi b'chola, whether the person got sick yesterday or today, mutter habari le'achol mimenu. When it comes to shechita, chai, as long as it's raw. Aval hamavashel, osha asa shar malacha, right, or any other malacha like bishol. Most malachas are like bishol. L'chole, aser l'bari o l'chole shein bo sakana. It's an aser for anyone else to partake. Even though the malacha was done beheter, the person, the bari, cannot benefit. The chayshinan shemiyarba b'shilo, because we're worried, if I benefit, then you might do more for me the next time. V'bishol ha'enu yehudi aser b'shabbos v'chulu. The Shabura quotes, a machlokes haposkim, whether this itself is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. This shema yarbe b'shvilo, in this, if he would be marbe, would it be a d'oraisa or not? If somebody does a malacha, the derech heter, and they're marbe more than they had to do, is that an issa d'oraisa? It's called a marbe b'shiurin, it's a sugya maseches beitza, but that is there. So based on this, if we would stop here, so maybe there's a problem. Because even if somebody does something, beheter, but if I don't need it, then maybe the person will do more for me. Maybe the electric company will do more for me if I use it. And in the days of old, the Asel HaRav, that's one of the earlier Rabbanim in the earlier in the Medina Yisrael, I think it was a Rav in Ashkelon, I forgot exactly where, one of the cities near the coast, he writes that in the days of old, when they had to add in fuel for the electricity to work on Shabbos, that's really an issue. Because the more is used, the more they're going to have to use. And therefore he writes, in source number 10, Asur ha'anav im lecha Shabbos zuk, zim mabashol sheish bo sakana, shasul l'bari l'anav zim l'anav zim l'anav zim l'anav zim l'anav zim Sherova hatachanot hakoach machlifin et sinarot adelek. They change the pipes of the fuel. Umechavna seish levenikis l'shabbos. Right before Shabbos, they fill it up. So for the first couple hours of Shabbos, nothing. But after that, you know, it's a problem. So he writes that this could be an issue because this is like hamavashel b'Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman assumes. Shlomo Zalman in a lot of the electricity sugyas on Shabbos, he is the source for a lot of the studim laheter. Shlomo Zalman said no. He thinks this is compared to the other case, shochet. Shlomo Zalman assumes that this is the different analogy is shochet behema, where you need to shech the whole animal to get any piece of meat. So here you have to run the electrical grid. You have to have the whole grid in order to serve all of the cases of pikuach nefesh in that case. So he says it's more like the shochet case and not like the case of the bishul. Look at Rav Shlomo Zalman in source 13. The yafal gab de bishul acholim bilvada yitzir chamosav rak ma'at. And even though, again, he's talking about in the olden days, we'll get to what the modern grids are like. But for cholim, you would have to add only a little bit. Because a lot of other people, healthy people, use. The nimsa the mehi shayt the kamos of nasakim avashal lachola the asul abari. It's like bishol. Uvervah lachas shakfar harbu gam avura mikol makom nearly near daiti. Kivan the efshar klal lahosif avur acholim elim kain mosif gam avur abriim. It's one system. It's one system. Again. Halavai, and Rav Shlomo Zalman himself writes this. Halavai, if we lived in a time period where we were governed by Beis HaMikdash and Rabbanim, and we could have separate places for the Beis HaMikdash, for the hospitals, for whatever, then fine. But this is the reality that we're working in. This is a modern state, and it's not governed, it's not a halachic state, but it's not governed by halacha, right? It's not that everybody decides everything by halacha. So Shlomo Zalman, often, works within the reality that he's living in. What is the halacha in this case? Don't tell me what the ideal is. Tell me what is mutter and what is aser. So if this is the reality in this case, and they're allowed to do it for this, and the way this system works is through supplying energy to all, hareza chashiv kishochet b'shabes l'chola. The mutter shapir labari is considered one act. Bishim diyeshal kazayis basa below shchita. V'achanami, gamkan, b'shah, line 5. B'shah shah neiros b'chali or dolkos. The candles, the lights are lit. Yeshar klalav noas kibui aneros mi badi acholim. V'chayotze bazeh, except by adding. And therefore, it would be like shochet. And he even compares this to the Mishnah in Shabbos that I alluded to before. And that is, if a goy lights a candle for himself, ner le'echa ner le'meah. Is the language of the Gemara there. One candle is for one for 100. Therefore, if Shlomo Zalman does not think that it is a problem in this regard, in that case, in for Hana. Good. The Chazon Ish, as I mentioned, I'll just read the end of the verse Shlomo Zalman, where he writes at on the top of the next page, Ava mikol makom b'nidon didon, shelachad chila mechinim es hachashmal avur kulam, ve'en Yisrael ose klal shum maisa b'shabes, ein yodeh meker adin tzrichim leser al b'nei hil eshtamish b'chashmal, shukham yav shabes gam avuram, b'nei zeh sheyitzarach ha'akar lahosev nef b'shabes, kivet shebishah shemosivin, or is it nasa b'heter? Beforehand they fill it all up, even though they fill it all up knowing that you're going to use it, but they filled it up to use even for the cholim, and once it's used, so they have to fill up again for the people who need it. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman is mekel in this regard. Again, Rav Chazon Ish feels that even if you could find and fetch out a heter, he is not interested in it, but therefore he says to have a generator. And that's what he says. There is, though, an important point about generators. Some people are machmir by, I'll get a generator. But there's another issue to be aware of. And that is, there is a separate gzeira d'rabbanan called Avshamilsa. Avshamilsa. It's based on, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Reish Nun Beis, and that is, it's an issur d'rabbanan to have loud machines working in your house on Shabbos. Maybe we'll have a separate shir about it. I was asked, and again, if anybody has specific topics they want to talk about in this or the Sichas Chaim, just let me know. So Avshe Milsa means there's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan the Chazal made that if there's a loud machine working in your house on Shabbos, people might think that you turned it on Shabbos, and therefore you can't have a loud machine. What does loud mean? What does loud mean? That was one of the, what kind of machines? A grinder in the days of old. Nowadays, a washing machine. Could be a washing machine or a dryer. You know, even if I put the clothes in before Shabbos, there's an issue if it makes noise. This was a couple of years ago. There was a thing about silent dishwashers. Oh, I could put the dishes in on Friday night. Like people put that in on Friday night. What did I do? I closed it. And then the next morning, oh, they're done. And it's silent. So it's no option milsa. There are other problems with that in terms of makabe patish, because when you close it, there's a lock and you can't open it. There's a couple of other problems with that. But again, there's an issue. Ashi Milter, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva of that. What about an alarm clock to wake you up for shul? Is that called Avshe Milsa? How loud? Rav Moshe says, could it be heard in the next room? If it can't be heard in the next room, it's not a problem. Well, if it's heard in the next room, right? Right. What, is it just sound or is it any machine? Any machine that goes, the Tzitzis Eliezer has a fascinating tshuva. He talks about sprinklers. Sprinklers. You're allowed to have a sprinkler go on Shabbos. Sprinkler makes a little bit of noise. I had a sprinkler in Chutzlar, so I don't have one here. Not as much grass. So what about a sprinkler? So the Tzitzis Eliezer says, sprinkler doesn't make enough noise to be called Avshe Milsa. He says it's called Nirin Velo Nishmoyen. And that's not included. Only Nishma is included in Gzeira and not Nirin. And he writes, amazingly, in the Tzitz Eliezer, it'd be one of the post-Gei Ador, he says, and make sure you publicize this tshuva. Tell them that it's mutter. Because if you don't tell them that it's mutter, they're going to turn it on Shabbos morning anyway to water their grass. But if they know that it's mutter, then many traditional Jews out there will do it and put it on a Shabbos cloth. He said it's best to put a sign that says this is turned on by a Shaon Shabbat, if you could do that. But he said that's not. So again, optional. So again, if you have a generator that makes a lot of noise, it could be that it's issue. When air conditioning first came out, this was an issue also. Air conditioning made plenty of noise. So what do you do? So unless you reach a point in time when everybody knows that there's something called a Shabbos clock. Rav Moshe Feinstein was very uncomfortable at the beginning with lights, about Shabbos clocks and lights, until everybody wants to become, everybody goes on and off, everybody knows, so that's why not included in the Gzeira. Okay, but either way, but that's something to remember if somebody is, they're going to be machmer on electricity, but makel in option milsa. So that was something to be wary of. Yeah?
Are we assuming that the people who are turning on the electricity are doing it for the hospitals or for our purposes?
They're doing it for everybody. They're not doing it for the hospitals. We're saying that chelik of what they're doing, right, is for that. Okay. Bizman hazeh, though, meaning in our modern day and age, there's even more lahakel. There's even more tzadim lahakel. Because there's no fuel added. We don't add fuel. Our grids, our electrical grids, are set up and it runs. The electrical company just sits there to guard, to make sure things, takalot, don't happen. There aren't mess-ups. But a lot of it runs, it's automated. It's automated, and a lot is from beforehand. Here, Shlomo Zalman, Source 16. O nir l'ni azayti. De b'kiyai gavna, she menorah zakashmal dolekas ne Arab Shabbos. Efshar, diafa gadurak makwad yitzurah zerim shasa akar kabbe Shabbos, reza mamshich lidlok. Afilu achi efshar l'tzadi b'zelakula. Right, it goes and it continues. They make sure that it continues. So that is not a problem. That is not a problem in that case. If they're just keeping their eye on it. So a lot of times it wouldn't be anything that they would have to fix. See on the left side in the Chuvah Shari Ezra in 17. Chayom yesh ba'akal yosir. Me'achas ha'kol ha'pulo tim kofen bofen otomati. U'bakol pula sayitzur lo obdim yehudim klau. And often they use non-Jews. They'll use non-Jews in the where you have to actually do something. Milvad bechedra bakrashi shesham ofim yehudim after blot tachana, right, to have security. Vimish kilko matakanim osam. As a jinhakrof shadu mamish b'tach leisur, often many Jews aren't involved in the actual malachos and creations, so automated, much more lenient in our day and age. And Rabbi Jachter in Gray Matter in Source 18 sums this up. Part of it in the volume 2. He says, question whether any fundamental deterrence between manual automatic addition of fuel, although no Jewish worker desecrates Shabbos to adjust the fuel supply, the automatic adjustments are triggered by changes in the demand for electricity. It could be, he says, on the other end, he suggests automated plants might indeed alleviate the problem of benefiting from the desecration of Shabbos. Lamaisa, that is, again, a further reason, Sabba Hakel, in our day and age, based on our modern, the way it runs. Yeah. Let me just say one thing. And in general, the halacha is to keep a status quo going. We know that's not us around Shabbos. Right? If there's a Shabbos clock on and I want to extend it, I want to extend, the light is supposed to go off at 4 p.m. I want to extend it till 6 p.m. I'm allowed to push out the things in order to continue the status quo. Or if the light is off and I don't want it to go on, yes, so I could push it, make it go on later. I can't make it go on earlier or make it go off earlier. I can't change the status quo because that's grama, that's an issur d'rabbanan. But keeping the status quo going, so a lot of what is done is maintenance, is keeping it going, and that would be more lahakel. Yeah, sorry.
What if a Jew does amalaka for a non-Jew?
So that's a big sugya of Eva, and we paskin that it's allowed. I mean, that's in certain circumstances. That's a big topic. It's a big topic about Chilul Shabbos.
Could one benefit from that?
What, a Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it was done, it would be parallel probably to the Chola case. If it was a dumb amazing, the Shogi, if you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. Okay. The one issue that could be a problem is when there was a blackout. And the smaller the area of the blackout, the worse it is. If there was a blackout in a whole city and the company had to work to get the whole city up and running, so included in that are hospitals and lights. And what if there's a blackout on your block? That's it. And the electric company came and fixed the electricity on your block. So they did malacha on Shabbos for your block. So are there any elderly people on your block that would need this malacha done? Okay, hopefully. What if not? I mean, hopefully there are a lot of elderly people that have a lot of elderly people that live to a ripe old age on your block. Not that they would be good that they need the help. But I am all for help, and I'm all for people not needing any help. But let's say not. Let's say everybody is fit and they don't need it, and they could have. And let's say there's 2 hours left till Shabbos. You didn't really need this. So then that's a serious issue. Getting benefit from that malacha. Again, the smaller the blackout area and the note was done, that would be more of an issue. Again, that's what the post can talk about. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Sternbach, and others talk about if it's a major blackout, so then it's not a problem because that includes a lot. But if it's a local one, it's a more serious issue. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, again, talks about this towards the end in 21. Miu and Hilkilko Rak Chelki Ubeezer Kazeh. Shiodim Barur, Shein Shom Batecholim. Also, we're talking as a Kavazeh, Bishavaz Yisrael. So then, even if you're Marvish, you're in Kudurabanan, that could be a problem. Yeah.
Let's say this happens near the beginning of Shabbos, you just find your block, and there's no people or anything, there's nothing really to rely upon. Would you have to, leave your house for Shabbos?
Or just not use, try not to get benefits.
For seeing.
What?
Like
I'm saying it's a common physical situation. L'nichalei, just don't focus on the light. Just go to. It could be how could you sit in your house if it was pitch black? Hopefully, you have to try to get some benefits for a non-Jew. If there's any non-Jews in the area, then it's also mutter. So if there's any often if there's a Shabbos guy around, you try to get the Shabbos guy to get some benefit from whatever they did. Then it's malacha, and you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be marim in that case. What? No. There's only amira for the malacha. There's no amira for the benefit afterwards. I'm saying you turn it on and you say you want a cup of coffee, something like that. But seriously, you're allowed to do that.
Porch lights outside, so if it's night.
I'm saying you could have gotten bad benefit from the light outside, but either way, again, you have to use your head. Again, it could be that if generally. Blackouts, if it's a whole block, there's somebody there that's, would not be able to function properly without the light. So it would be okay. Either way, this is why, this is the issue of electricity on Shabbos, why, the Chazon Ish was machmir, and generally why one could be mekel. Just want to do, it's a separate topic, but it's I'm not going to give a separate shiur on it. It's also having to do with issues of Chilul Shabbos, but again, I've been asked this before, so just to mention it, there is an important shuva in... the Rav Asher Weiss and the Michas Asher in the second volume, where he talks about inviting non-frum guests to your home on Shabbos. A big topic the post has spoken about. This is not on your sheet. This is a separate, not on your, I wanted to mention the tshuva. Are you allowed to invite people, guests that are going to drive to your house or drive back from your house? Right. What is the halacha? Remember. So again, if you're able to do this, the many poskim discuss this. I mean, we had one case. I think I mentioned this maybe earlier this year or last year. I remember we had many years ago. My wife was in medical school. There was an Israeli medical student that was not from. So we invited her. It was a couple. Invited them for Shabbos. So they lived nearby. So it wasn't an issue of driving. But they came and they brought flowers on Shabbos. They came on Friday night and they gave us flowers. Thank you so much. There's an issur d'rabbanan to put flowers in a vase on Shabbos. So what do you do? It's one of those, you got to know the halacha right then. Because you can't go ask. We spoke about the three types of shilas. That's the challenge shila. You got to know the answer right away. All right, Rabbi, my challenge is burning. I have 20 people coming over for Shabbos. What do I do? This is one of those challenge shilas. So there's an issur d'rabbanan of putting flowers in water on Shabbos. So what do you do? What? They were eating the meal at our house.
Make them do it.
Let's make them do it. Right. What? So we put it in a vase with that water. and hope they don't notice. They didn't say anything. They didn't say anything unless they thought we were just weird. Like, you forgot the water. They didn't say anything. So most of the time, you don't really.
You'd be able to put in some liquid that's not beneficial to them.
Then why would you put it in? Then they think you're even weirder. I mean, like put it something that's going to kill the flowers. But these are again. Maybe we'll have a shiur on dealing with the non-Trum on Shabbos. But either way, this was a.
Is it okay if they're within driving distance? But
so here's the question. So you have to invite them, and you have to say that you're invited for the whole Shabbos. Feel free to stay. You know, we'd really love for you to stay for Shabbos. You know, we'd really not, you know, whatever. You have to use your head to formulate it. But many poskim, not all, but many poskim, or the Rav Asher Weiss and others, are mekel. And say, you know, one is allowed to, and maybe not only allowed to, but one should invite non-Frum guests over. Because, A, just to give you some of his svaras, A, it has been proven that there is nothing to inspire a person more to come back to Judaism than a Shabbos meal. There's nothing like it. Nothing like a Shabbos meal. That's how you get him back. Number one. Number two, so what are the issues? Lifnei Iver? Not Lifnei Iver. They're going to be doing Malach at home. And Rasha Weiss writes, and if they were doing Malach at home, they'd be on their phones, they'd be watching TV, they'll be driving. At least at your house, they'll have 2.5 hours where they won't be doing any Malach. You're being mezakeh them. It's not even you're causing them. You're giving them 2 hours without any Malach. That's an amazing schus. And even if they know that there's something called Shabbos, that's not called mezid. He says, he quotes the Rav Shlomo Zalman. I've quoted this Rav Shlomo Zalman in the past. Is amazing stock. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you know somebody is, the Ramah says, I think, if you know somebody's not going to wash, you're not allowed to give them bread. That's listen to Iver. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Bizman Azeh, opposite stock, same idea. If you don't give them bread, then it's listen to Iver. Because Bizman Azeh, you know, not giving them bread will mean, oh, this is Torah Judaism, and this is how God's servants, I don't want anything to do with this. You're being marchit them even more. In the days of old, if you didn't give them bread, they'll feel like, oh, I guess I should come back to the fold. We live in a different society. So Shlomo Zalman says, for Lifnei Iver, you have to give them the bread. So in this case, it's Lifnei Iver if we don't invite them, possibly. Because how are they going to get back to Judaism? And better for them to violate, you know, something small, so to speak, than to come back. So he is very strongly supportive. You look again, it's a chelik beis, simin chavches. But again, baal nefesh roi lahachmir, batalas nefashis. He says, you want to be baal nefesh yachmir? Baal nefesh yachmir to invite, to try to get people back to the fold. And this is what we have to do. Yeah.
Being
what? There's Lifnei Iver and there's Mistayeh. Lifnei Iver means, right, Lifnei Iver means if they couldn't have done it without you. But here, they would have been driving without you, they would have been doing a lot of other things without you. So it's not considered, it's considered they would have done the Aver without you anyway. I heard an unbelievable quote, the Shemer of Asher Weiss, that he has some amazing psakim, very important psakim. So I heard just an amazing quote that you could take with you. I heard it, I was driving last week, I'm like, whoa. So he told someone that you know, when I go up to Shemayim after 120, you know, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna love my Torah? Is he gonna say like my Torah is amazing and you know, agree with all of my chidushim? Maybe not. Just because people like it doesn't mean that he's gonna like it. Is he gonna like my agree with all my psukim, my landmark psukim that I matirim and this and that? Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be happy with my Kedushim, we won't be happy with my Pesachim. Says, but when I go upstairs and I talk about all of the hours and hours that I just listen to people's Saras, and I just try to give them Chizuk, what's he going to think of that? There's nothing you can say about that. There's nothing negative you can say about that. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that, I thought it was very powerful. You know, with all the Kedushim and with all of the Pesachim, you know, what we have going for us, is our feelings towards Am Yisrael and our feelings to our fellow Jew. And especially in this type of tshuva, this is a halakhic context, but you see his feeling for a fellow Jew. You see his feeling for bringing Am Yisrael back. And that's something that we have to take out of this, not just the halakha, but also the hashgacha. Okay, we'll stop here. And,